Some stories that may have been overlooked. In a week in which a storm bore down on Texas and there was a storm over lipstick on a pig. Speaking of goats, if not pigs, a dozen goats were released from prison in Congo. Congo's justice minister was touring a jail in Kinshasa when he saw the goats stuff snout to stern into a prison cell and made inquiries. He was told the goats were apprehended when several men were arrested for selling them illegally by a roadside. Police believe that since the men were charged with crimes, the goats also had to be imprisoned. The justice minister said the police officers will be retrained. If the goats had been taken into court, would they be 12 angry muttons? Ramchandra Katuwal in eastern Nepal celebrated his 7th anniversary this week with his 25th wife. Mr. Katuwal does not belong to a polygamous sect. At the age of 49, he's just been married 25 times. Since he didn't get married until he was 26, statistically, Mr. Katuwal has had a new wife just about once a year, a record Larry King isn't even close to. He's a porter in the mountains of Nepal, tough and exhausting work that takes him away from home. Mr. Katuwal told the BBC this week that many of his wives just ran away when he was in the mountains. But he says he's very happy with his current wife, Sharada. 25 wives, one at a time? Why did they shoot Sex in the City in New York? And Don Haskins died this week at the age of 78. He was one of the great basketball coaches of all time, winning 7 Western Athletic Championships with Texas Western and a national championship. Texas Western was a small school in El Paso on the edge of the great fat skillet of Texas, but he recruited sharp, imaginative players from the inner cities of Chicago, New York, and Detroit by offering them a college education. In 1966, he coached his Texas Western Miners in the national championship against the number one team in the nation, the University of Kentucky Wildcats, coached by the legendary Adolph Rupp. All 5 members of the starting team Don Haskins sent onto the floor against Kentucky that night were black. The University of Kentucky team was segregated, all white. Don Haskins said that he wasn't trying to make history or defy injustice. He was just trying to win a basketball game. Over the years, people who sought him out for moving quotations about what drove him to challenge the codes of segregation often came away just a little disappointed that he talked like a basketball coach, not the Reverend William Sloan Coffin. The only statement he wanted to make was the one they put up on the scoreboard of the University of Texas El Paso Fieldhouse this week for Don Haskins' memorial service, the final score of his greatest game. Texas Western 72, Kentucky 65.
Let me tell you now, people get ready. There's a train coming. You don't need no baggage, you just get on board.